Good morning. It's good to have you listening today, and we appreciate so much your being with us to study the Bible for just a few minutes. We're going to look at Luke chapter 6, beginning in verse 47 today, and we're going to read down through the rest of the chapter, verse 49. Luke 6, verses 47 through 49. Here Jesus said, "Whosoever cometh to me, and heareth my sayings, and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house, and digged deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth, and doeth not, is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." Now, if that reminds you of something that you read in Matthew chapter 7, it's because Jesus gives that teaching there in the last part of that chapter. And here's what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. It's worded just a little bit differently, but I want to go ahead and read this because of the details that are given here, and then we're going to come back and talk about what this means and how it applies to our lives. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, Jesus said, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." Have you noticed how much of this sermon draws from nature? Have you noticed how many ordinary things of life that Jesus uses to illustrate the greatest spiritual truths? He talks about hunger and thirst and salt, a candle, sunshine, rain, rust, a moth, birds, flowers, dogs, hogs, wolves, trees, and now he talks about bad weather. And that bad weather represents what we would call the storms of life, the trials and the tribulations and the hardships of life. Now, the house, of course, and its foundation, well, that refers to your faith and how you practice your Christianity. So he's talking about applying yourself in the Christian life. It's not just getting ready for the next life. It's bracing yourself for the bad days, the hard times that come to each and every one of us. And Jesus said that those trials will come our way. In John 16, verse 33, Jesus said, "In the world you shall have tribulation." So bad times, stormy weather, will come to us all. In Acts chapter 14, verse 22, the Bible says that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. And the best time to prepare for that bad weather is before it comes. How do you prepare for the storms that Jesus is talking about? Well, it's not by figuring everything out so that you'll know exactly how to fix every problem when it happens, but it's by strengthening your faith so that you will be able to weather the storm when it does come. Now, the question is, what kind of builder are you? Are you like the wise man? He's the man that builds his house on a rock. Now, the interesting thing to me is that little children sing about the wise man building his house upon the rock and the foolish man building his house upon the sand. But do we as adults think about that? Do we consider how important this is? The wise man builds his house on the rock, the foolish man builds his house on the sand. What a silly thing to do. Imagine somebody in real life, I'm talking about with physical things, actually building a house without a foundation and just building it on sand. Who would do that? And yet there are many people that try to build their religion on that kind of foundation. Now, any house is going to be tested, and when the storms hit, those storms are going to test what that house is made of. And so the Bible says that the wise man's house is going to stand because it's built on the right foundation. And what is that foundation? It's not just hearing the Bible, it's doing it. It's putting it into practice. The foolish man's house, well, when the storms of life hit that man's house, it's going to fall. His religion is going to collapse. Why? Because he may have known it, he may have talked about it, and he certainly heard it, but he's not practicing it. He's not doing it in his life. And so his religion collapses when the hardships of life come. The wise man is somebody that hears and obeys, and he endures the storms of life. Now, folks, this is a person who has a good foundation of Bible knowledge. This is a person who has applied himself to knowing the Bible so that he can do what the Bible says. So he has a foundation of obeying the commandments of God in his life. He's learned to trust in God. He's learned to live one day at a time. He's learned to be thankful for what he has. He's learned to remember others in their hardships. And he has certainly learned to pray always. And so when the storms of life hit that man's house, his faith stands. The foolish man, on the other hand, well, he hears the word of God, but he does nothing about it. This is a man that James describes as a forgetful hearer. You might look at this whole situation and say, well, why on earth would somebody hear the Bible? Why would anybody hear the word of God and not do it? Well, that is a problem, though, folks. This is something that happens. And in James chapter 1, verse 22, James warns about that. He says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholds himself and goes his way and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. So James said, if we hear the word of God and we fail to do it, it's like looking in the mirror and you see what you need to do to yourself, but then you walk away and forget what you saw in the mirror. Now, the foolish man that Jesus is talking about is a forgetful hearer. And he forgets because he's careless. He has other things that he has on his mind. He has other things in his life that he considers to be more important. Or he may just be too lazy or disinterested to do anything about the commandments of God. Now, this person is going to face trials too. You see, anybody that is a Christian is going to be tested. All of us are going to have hardships. And Jesus warns that if we hear the word of God and we fail to do it, the storms of life are going to come and that life, that house, is going to fall. His world will come crashing in on him. He's going to be devastated. And his soul will be devastated because he's built on the wrong foundation. He's built on the foundation of worldly things and worldly wisdom. Now, folks, this is the problem many times. Some people build on the sand of wealth, power, fame, intelligence, beauty, or ability. That's what they place their confidence in. That's what they build their life on. And so what we're finding right here is that that cannot give you the kind of foundation to withstand the storms of life. As a matter of fact, we cannot even build on the foundation of family or friends or tradition. Now, it's good to have family, it's good to have friends, and they can help us in times of trial. There's no question about that. But our personal faith is something that we have to build. We have to make that decision because family and friends can't do that for us. But we find many people today trying to build their faith, trying to build on a foundation of human psychology or humanistic philosophy. They try to build on the foundation of the doctrines and the commandments of men. They try to build on the evening news. They try to build on politicians or human governments or the stock market. All these things, folks, are too flimsy. They are too unstable to build on. Now, let me talk for just a few minutes about some particulars when it comes to hearing and doing. In the first place, God says that we need to repent. All through the Bible, God calls on man to repent. If we hear that and fail to do it, then we're going to fall, and that fall is going to be great. God tells us in the New Testament to become Christian people. As many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Galatians 3, verse 27. If we fail to do that, even after we've heard it, then the fall of our house is going to be great. And in the Christian life, as we pursue our Christian life, we need to not just hear what the Bible says, we need to do what the Bible says. For instance, the Bible says that we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Well, if we hear that and we don't do it, then when the storms of life hit, what's going to happen is we're going to have become weaker and weaker, and the storms and the trials of life are going to cause us to fall. And let's apply this principle to the church. You know, the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, to preach the word, to be instant in season, out of season, to reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Well, when that is done, then that is going to brace the church for the hard times ahead. When that commandment is ignored and preachers don't preach the word and preach the whole counsel of God, then the church is going to suffer and it can't even fall. The same thing is true in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 6, where the Bible says, "Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother that walks disorderly." Now, when a church hears that, but it doesn't practice that, then it's going to be tried, and there are innumerable problems, church problems, that result from failing to practice what that passage says. And the same lesson is true in the home. The Bible gives us instructions as to how we should behave ourselves as husbands, wives, parents, and children. Now, we can obey those commandments and endure the storms, or we can disobey those commandments, and our lives and our homes are going to be turned upside down when the storms hit. So friends, you can just keep going with the applications of this lesson that we find in Jesus' teaching, and what we need to do is to make sure that we're building on the right foundation, and that foundation is hearing and doing what Jesus said. Well, thank you for tuning in today. It's been a joy to study with you, and we hope that you have a great rest of the day.